USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Pfizer has asked the Food and Drug Administration for a full approval for a booster dose of its COVID vaccine. The company says its data shows that people who receive a booster shot 5 to 8 months after their second dose had antibody levels 3 times higher than those seen after the 2-shot regimen. The White House has said it plans on offering a third dose of vaccine starting on September 20th, recommending people get it 8 months after their second shot. And crews in California are battling another large wildfire as it advances towards Lake Tahoe. The Calder Fire has burned over 197 square miles since starting on August 14th and is 11% contained. The blaze has destroyed 461 homes and another 11 commercial buildings so far, with authorities saying that it is on the doorstep of the Lake Tahoe Basin. Crews are working to contain the flames that are now about 20 miles to the southwest of Lake Tahoe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The U.S. Embassy in Kabul has issued a warning to Americans not to travel to the airport, citing a security threat from an ISIS splinter group. Those at 3 of the airport's gates were being told to leave the area as well. CNN reporting that the warning was issued because of a very specific threat stream from the group ISIS-K. Intelligence officials believe ISIS-K is capable of coordinating multiple attacks on the crowds outside of the Hamid Karzai International Airport in an effort to create mayhem in the capital city. Seth Jones is a former advisor to U.S. Special Operations in Afghanistan and tells CNBC that those threats need to be taken seriously.
ISIS-K has shown an ability that they can conduct surveillance on targets, including ones like large numbers of people at the airport. They can get the weapons and suicide bombers and truck bombs in the area and then execute the attack. They've done this repeatedly over the past year or two, and I think the idea of targeting people around the airport right now with their American forces is a tempting target.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio says history will not be kind to President Biden over the Afghanistan withdrawal. Lance Pry has more.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox News President Biden's blunder is making history that will be remembered for decades.
You know, when history looks back at this moment, and it's going to look back at this moment, this is going to be a big deal for decades. This is going to be covered as one of the worst catastrophes in American foreign policy history for two reasons. Number one is failure of this administration to anticipate what they should have known, and then the botching of this evacuation of this entire process. This is the way the process should have worked. Okay? The way what Joe Biden should have said is, we have these people and we have this equipment and we're going to get it out of Afghanistan and we'll leave once we have all that stuff. And anyone who gets in the way, including the Taliban, who tries to stop us, is going to be killed. You will die if you get in our way. Not August 31st, and not September 1st, not August 29th, not a date, a goal.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for the first time since 2003, neither Williams sister will play at the U.S. Open. Serena announced her withdrawal from the final Grand Slam tournament of the season, citing a torn hamstring she suffered at Wimbledon. Her sister Venus will also miss the Open with a leg injury. Both Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal have also announced that they'll miss the tournament due to injuries. The U.S. Open starts next Monday in New York. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.